Thank you very much, Mr. Rector, for this really interesting presentation. And at last, but not at least, I would like to ask Professor Jupcze Kochowski, the Dean of the Biotechnological Sciences of the University of St. Clement Okritsky, Republic of Macedonia, to give his presentation. The title of his presentation is The SCC and its Influence on Cheese Production. The floor is yours.
Mr. Vice Rector, Mr. Dean, professors, dear colleagues, first of all, I want to thanks to the organizing committee to giving us the opportunity to present a part of our examination that is about the influence of somatic cell count in the raw milk on some dairy products. Here it's on a cheese production. Why we are using the somatic cell count as a measure for some other products? Because one of the measures for the hygienic quality of the milk is the somatic cells. Normally they are producing in the whole milk, but in a lower number, not more than 100,000 cells per milliliter. But usually when we have some inflammation in the udder, that means that more of the cells are coming into the milk because of the epithelium is changing and more cells can cross this barrier and go into the milk. Then afterwards, not only the cells are coming into the milk, but even though the chemical and physical characteristics on the milk are even changed, and that means that all of that is influencing the process, the milk processing afterwards. There are some other authors that are showing this, but without no strong evidence why that is coming. That's why the aim of our study was to determine the qualitative and quantitative changes of milk components due to the increased number of somatic cells and their influence on cheese production. Here I wanted to emphasize that usually our law is not to take the milk with more than 4,000 cells in the milk, but usually the smaller dairy plants, due to the lack of the milk, are taking all the milk from the market, and that is coming more and more obvious. So in our examination, we used the milk from one region in Macedonia, that is region of Kičevo, where is that one small dairy plant that is producing 10,000 liters per day of milk, and we were analyzing the bulk milk of that from that dairy plant. We were analyzing on milk fat content, proteins, lactose, and dry matter using the MucoScan analyzer, that is normal analyzing procedure for paying that milk. And also we were counting the cells in the milk using the MucoScan analyzer in accordance to 141C2000 standard. And after that we were measuring more of that the content of the milk proteins, because we know that the milk proteins are the major part of production of some dairy products, especially the casein. The casein content is the major milk protein. The other proteins are whey proteins that are waste from the dairy products, and usually we call them as serum proteins. According to somatic cell count in the milk, we divided this milk in three groups. I mentioned previously that normally we are buying, the law is bending to buy the milk for with more than 400,000 somatic cells, but as we found in that dairy plant, they were buying the milk with more than 1 million somatic cells, which is one thing that is concerned by food safety, but was previously mentioned, but normally, according to that food safety, we heard that there's a four different levels of what we are thinking about the food safety. The producers are just thinking how to make money. That's why we wanted to show them that nevertheless they're buying anything, that they're losing some money from that. So the milk was divided in three categories. The first category was the milk with up to 600,000 cells. The second category from 600,000 to 1 million somatic cells, and the third category was with more than 1 million somatic cells in the raw milk. The cheese was produced in 9 replication from all three groups. For one group, we were using 100 liters of milk to produce a cheese. So the cheese was produced on the standard procedure for making a traditional white cheese. So it means the coagulation, curding, afterwards pressing and cutting the cheese, and then packing the cheese. Afterwards, we will measure the cheese after the production. So it means day one, then on day 15 after the processing, and then on day 30 of after the production, just to see what is the rennet, or what is the rendement of the cheese, and how much of that cheese are waste during the ripening period. As I mentioned previously, the milk was divided in three categories. When we were summarized the results of all that 9 replication, we found that in the first category the average count of the cells was nearly 445,000. That is nearly what we were looking for, the best milk quality. In the second category, the average somatic cell count was 825,000, and in the third category, more than 1 million. It means 1,242,000 cells. When we were looking for the chemical components in the milk, we found some results. In that, for the fat content, we found that if the somatic cell count was increased, the fat content was decreased from 4.2% to 3.9%, almost 4%. That difference was not so great in significance. The protein content was almost the same. That means the total protein content was almost the same in the whole three groups. The lactose content decreased rapidly with the increase of the somatic cells count from 4.7, which is normal for the dairy cows in the first category, to 3.9 in the third category. But when we wanted to see the difference in the protein content, means casein and whey proteins, we found very big differences. Nevertheless, the total protein content was almost the same in all three categories. We saw that in the third category we have dramatically less casein than in the first category. All these results were at a significant level, at a level of p 0.001, means 99% significance. It was the same with the whey proteins, but in the opposite way. The whey proteins were decreased, were at a normal level in the first category milk, but were increased dramatically in the third category milk. That means that the main structural proteins for the dairy products, with the increasing the somatic cell counts, were dramatically decreased. That's why afterwards we were measuring or weighing the cheese or the yield cheese, which shows also the significant difference. Measuring the cheese in the first day, we found that out of 100 liters from the first category milk, they were produced 20 kilos of white cheese, and of third category cheese, they were produced 18.79 kilos of cheese. Even more, when we were weighing this cheese after the 30 days of keeping in the storage, we found that for the third category cheese, that difference was more and more evident. So after that 30 days, we had 70.6 kilos of cheese out of 100 liters of milk for the first category milk. For the second category milk, it was 15.9 kilos, and for the third category, it was 14.8 kilos of cheese. That is dramatic difference, about 3 kilos less from the third category of cheese. So we were measuring that total abatement of the cheese. The total abatement for the first category milk was 2.7 kilos, and for the third category it was almost 4 kilos. In the percentage, it was 13 versus 21.33%. All these differences were on a statistically significant level on the p less than 0.001. If we see this losing of weight during the ripening period, you can see that in the first category it was almost stable losing of weight during the first 15 and during the second 15 days. In the second and in the third category of milk, this losing of weight during the ripening period was even greater in the second period during this 15 to 30 days of the storage. All these results in the composition of the milk are according to the other authors. Most referred author is Outlist, and in 1996, where they show that really this composition of the milk is the same as we saw. So, and these changes in the composition had a negative effect mainly on the suitability for cheese processing. And they mentioned that this influence of the enzymes in the proteins on the proteins and fat, mainly during the inflammation period In the other, there's a lot of changes even in the enzymes in the milk, and that enzymes are changing the contents of the protein and the fat. Also, the negative effect of the level of the somatic cells in the milk that is intended for cheese making means the decreasing of the hardness of the coagulum and loss of some substantial amount of casein and fat in the whey. That means that this is the one of the reason why we have so big differences in these all three categories of milk for the cheese production. Even though the changes in the ratio of the casein fractions occurring in the milk with higher somatic cell count results in a decrease of the rendement, altered sensory properties of the milk, decrease of the shelf life of the cheese due to higher water retention, and low profitability during the processing of the milk into the cheese. According to Mazal, the cheese made of milk with high levels of somatic cell count contains more water. That means that this is also involved in the thermostability of the milk and thermostability of the cheese, and this is why there is a so big differences in this three period. Also, the more milk, more water in the cheese means that they are altered the typical sensory quality of the cheese. Finally, for the conclusion, I want to just repeat some of this. So, nevertheless, the cheese is made under the same technological conditions. The rendement is lower in the cheese from the third category and second category of milk. The total mass loss for these categories is also altered. So it means that in the first category of milk, the total mass loss was only 13%, and in the third category, it was highest in the 21%. All the difference were on the statistical level, but what we wanted to show was the economical status of this. So if we convert all these losses into the currency, so we found that for one category, for the third category of milk, the dairy plant was losing nearly 5 euros per each batch of milk, so 5 euros per 100 of 100 liters. If we converted that on a yearly level, it means they are losing about 180,000 euros per year only when they are producing the cheese from the milk with a low quality. If we count that on the 10,000 liters I mentioned before, on the daily level, so it comes about 180,000 euros per year. And finally, I want to show you the pictures of the different cheese. It means the same technology, the same technological process, but only the quality of milk, the hygienic quality of milk was different. So I believe you can recognize which cheese is from which category of milk. So this is the first, this is the third category of milk. This is the second, and normally this is the cheese produced from the first category of milk. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dean, for this really interesting presentation. And now, after the plenary lectures, I can open the floor for questions and comments. if you have any question or comment, please don't hesitate to take them. Are there any questions or comments? I think, yes.
I'm outsider of the field, but in the first lecture, I just was thinking, I am from the field of pharmacology, and we have the same problem with drug safety. And for example, in the United States, the drug and the food safety agency is the same, Food and Drug Administration. And I'm just wondering that how you deal with the safety issue for, I think, firstly, mainly on plants, but also probably on the meat, for example, from certain ingredients of the plant. I mean, for example, from the grapefruit, which may have effect on the metabolism of different drugs or effect on the cardiac repolarization, very seldomly this can be related to sudden cardiac. Do we have similar type of regulatory rules and procedures like with the drugs, or it is not so well regulated?
Yes, in my opinion, so we have to closer and closer from the food regulation to the drugs regulation. As you have heard, there are the new regulation in the European Union, especially in the plant drugs. Unfortunately or fortunately, a lot of people or countries is a leap from the to collect different kind of so-called special plants for the natural or the ancient drugs. And now there are a new regulation. This category is a move to the real medicine. And so in Hungary is a huge problem. For example, Camilla, I don't know what is the Latin name. I am a chemist, a chemical engineer, so I don't know the name. So nowadays it is a so-called is a real medicine category. And we have to face this program because it's, there are financial background for the legislation. The legislation for the compounds, it's, in my opinion, 100 times higher as a medicine or as a so-called popular or an ancient the tree or others. So, unfortunately, this is the general orientation of the developed world. And fortunately or unfortunately, we have to reorganize the whole system, in my opinion. But it is unfortunately expensive and have to face to face. So, called a special layer of the society, not the top of the income. As a matter of fact, of income, a layer of the society, with a special program. It's enough.
Thank you very much. Other questions, comments, please? Yes, Professor Sucs.
I would like to congratulate, and my comment and question is for his topic is the cell count number in the milk is a general problem in all dairy cattle farms, in Hungary as well, in small farms, in large farms as well. And you focusize and you showed us and other aspects that this is not not only a hard problem for selling the milk, but the quality of the milk product as well. May I ask, what kind of efforts do you do against this problem in Macedonia.
It's hardly to say that we have some more prospective program for doing this. As I mentioned at the beginning, we have the regulation that there's no the farmers are not allowed to sell the milk with more than 400,000 somatic cells. But as I said, there is a lack of milk in Macedonia everywhere in the world nowadays. So the smaller dairy plants are just taking everything. So we have to force more and more the law just to stop that, and with that just to make the farmers aware of what they are selling. As I mentioned previously, it is the food safety regulation, but we have to do some other experiments like this to show them, or to show to the dairy farms, that they're losing money if they're buying that milk. Not only that they're interfering with the food safety, because if we have more than 400,000 or more than 200,000 somatic cells in the milk, you couldn't produce, for example, UHT milk, or you couldn't produce any other products. Or with this, you can just produce, but with the losing of the money. So I couldn't say that we have some strong regulation, that we are a lot of much doing on that, but still through our university we are just trying to educate the farmers what's the meaning of all of the somatic cells count and what is the interference with all the dairy production. That's why we still have these figures like we have it here. That's why we are doing more and more examination on that. If we are just following the regulation, we are not supposed to do this examination. I'm not sure if you are satisfied with the answer, but unfortunately we are just trying just to aware the farmers. It's very, very difficult to do something more.
Thank you very much.